A female Bahraini medic says regime forces tortured her and other doctors who treated injured protesters in order to induce false confessions.
We were blindfolded, handcuffed most of the time during the interrogation. We were forced to sign false confessions blindly without reading them. And that these confessions were taken or extracted by severe torture. And I mean by severe torture, physical and psychological torture. We've been denied from sleeping for days. We're standing for days, not given food or fluids. We were hardly getting to toilets, no showers for lots of time, beating using different wood sticks, hoses, that's like hollow pipes, electrocution in the head, sexual harassment, threats to be killed and raped, all of that just to get extraction of confessions. Then I found myself at the military court.
Fatima Haji was speaking to international broadcaster Russia Today. Haji is one of a group of protesters who were sentenced to 5 years in jail but were acquitted in 2012. The Bahraini regime has harshly repressed the popular uprising, which has been raging on in the small kingdom since mid-February 2011. The crackdown has left dozens of people dead. Many more have been put in jail, and abused. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined with Mr. Ridwan Risk, who is a Middle East speaker, who is joining us now live via satellite from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Risk, thanks all for joining us now. Quite a harrowing story about this female Bahraini medic's experience in Bahraini jails. Do you think that this will make any difference as far as the revolution goes?
No, not at all. I think the regime will proceed with its policy in torturing and killing the Bahraini people who did not yet use any violence against the regime, and they only protesting to gain some of their rights which they deserve, and they have lost it for decades. And this brutal regime is not willing to recognize the rights of the Bahraini people. And now I believe that the Bahrain, under a full occupation of Saudi Arabia and a full and high influence of Qatar, Bahrain contains it's the homeland of the sixth fleet of the American army, which is also give it a lot of importance for the USA in the Gulf region. Bahrain, I believe it cannot control itself anymore. And now it's under control of the foreign countries, Saudi Arabia and USA. So that's why the king himself must understand that his time is over. And now he is playing in the wasted time and must understand that sooner or later they are going to fall. And this regime, with its policy, now jailing people and freeing the medical or clearing the medical groups, will not justify what he did for the past 2 years and what he's been doing for many, many years, even before the independence of Bahrain. Now people in Bahrain, or especially one of the leaders in the oppositions, Al-Khawaja, Ali Khawaja, has been with his daughter on hunger strike, and they could die out of that. So even with that, the Bahraini regime is not paying any attention to this kind of incidents. So Bahrain is going to face even worse situations in the near future, and this peaceful protesting in Bahrain, I believe cannot achieve anything at all, because the decision is not in Bahrain itself. The decision and the control of Bahrain is coming from outside and influenced by other countries. So that's why I believe that the Bahraini people has a long journey to gain freedom from this brutal regime.
Mr. Rizk, we just have under a minute left, so I wanted to ask you about the Bahrain's treatment of doctors, especially because this is another medic who has been tortured, and other medics have been tortured and arrested in the past. What does that show about the desperation of the monarchy?
Well, I believe the Bahrain regime is very desperate to eliminate any protesting against it, and it wants to show the world that Bahrain, and as we hear here in Beirut or in the region, the voice of the Bahrain regime showing as if it's nothing happening there, and the Bahraini people are living in excellent conditions, and the situation in Bahrain itself is very calm. But we know this is not true. This is nothing but lies. Bahrain clearing the medics, as you said, or as we said, that they clearing the medics from being jailed, and trying to show that it's a merciful regime and not capturing the oppositions. I believe the oppositions have suffered from the brutality of this regime, and they are being arrested for no reasons and being sent to jails without any trial, or fair trial at least. And they're being killed by just cold blood from its police, trying to show the world that.
All right, Ms. Caris, I do apologize for interrupting you, but we will have to leave it there for now. But of course, we do, as always, appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Ridwan Rizk, Middle East expert, speaking to us live from Beirut.